Good afternoon. I'm Josh James, WUKY News. Thursday saw the release of a long-awaited internal review of UK's pediatric cardiothoracic program. It comes after a protracted legal dispute between WUKY and the Herald Leader on one side and UK Healthcare on the other. The program was put on hold back in the fall of 2012. Joining me to talk about the latest developments is Linda Blackford, a reporter with the Lexington Herald Leader. Linda, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Linda, what did we learn from Thursday's release?
Well, it's interesting. We learned a lot about what UK wants to do with its pediatric cardiothoracic program going forward, but we learned really nothing about what happened and what went wrong and why they had to stop the surgery program in the first place.
Now, the mortality rate for the program was a sticking point initially. That was finally released months ago. It showed UK's rate ranging between 5.2% and 7.1%. Nationwide rates were between 4.0 and 5.3. We never received, however, the specific numbers for Dr. Mark Plunkett, who's been at the middle of this dispute. Did we learn anything else about Dr. Plunkett?
We learned nothing. He was not mentioned at all. I mean, the only thing we learned is the UK, in a separate development, has given him $1 million in a settlement. I presume it's because he resigned and somehow, you know, he feels that he has been harmed through this. However, the settlement also forbids him from talking to the media, so I don't think we're going to hear from either side on this. I mean, I think the interesting thing, and I spoke at length with UK officials about this, you know, when you don't say what happened, it doesn't clear up anything. So we don't know we don't know if Dr. Plunkett was at fault. We don't know if there were other problems either. And I think the only thing we can learn from the report is that going forward, they are going to beef up the program considerably with more doctors and more nurses who have specialized training and experience in pediatric ICU care. So the only thing I can assume is that maybe it was not as strong as it could have been at one time. But that is a supposition on my part from reading the report, and no one has confirmed that at all.
Like you said, the report has left reporters and others to speculate on the reasons why the program came under review. Your piece in the Herald brought up the fact that UK healthcare has grown by leaps and bounds over the last few years, and one can wonder if that's had an impact on some of the newer programs.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is a question that people have talked about when you grow too fast, and so you say we want to become the one-stop shopping for all of Kentucky, so we have to offer these very complicated surgeries. You know, they bring in a surgeon who is trained and can do all these things, but it's not clear, I guess, if the support staff was there. I was talking to a doctor a while back about this who said, you know, the places where these kinds of surgeries are done have been doing them for years, and they have an incredibly, they've put amazing resources into it, and they have incredible experience at every level, from the anesthesiologist to the nurses, you know, to the post-operative care. And so, you know, again, no, this is speculation. We don't really know, and I think we're going to continue to speculate because UK has made it very clear they're not going to say anything more.
UK Healthcare says the Patient Safety and Quality Improvement Act and also the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, popularly known as HIPAA, prevents them from getting too specific. But there have been cases where individual patients are willing to waive that right.
Well, and in fact, we saw that, right? So Brenna Angel of WUKY had interviewed before any of this broke. I mean, she at first interviewed Tabitha Rainey, who's sort of become an unofficial spokesperson for this group of heart patients. And then after CNN did its big piece, they identified at least two babies who died by talking to the parents. So those parents waived their HIPAA rights. And this is the thing that I think is different from the media's perspective versus a hospital's perspective is, you know, information really pretty much always gets out. And so when you block it, there's always going to be another way around it. And in this case, it's the patients themselves going forward. And I would like to point out, too, that when I was talking to UK officials this week, you know, I said, I'm not asking for names of people. Just give us a sense of what went wrong. And that doesn't have to blame anyone. It's just, you know, you could just say this is where things were not perfect. I guess it's a liability issue. I just don't know.
Linda Blackford, reporter with the Lexington Herald Leader, thank you for your time.
Yes, thank you.
I'm Josh James. That's the latest from WUKY.